Welcome to another episode of Eagles Eye Report. Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022, and the title for today's show is Destroying Trust in Medicine. And I don't say things like that lightly, but this is what we're going to be discussing. So again, welcome to episode 4 of Eagles Eye Report. And this is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLV, and co-hosted by a good friend and a fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Now, as I say every week, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today's reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects, thus the reason for Eagles Eye Report. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and several other forums and on others as an archive show embedded in an article. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That is also the sponsor of this show, and that is TLBTalk.com. We'll get into that a little bit later. But right now, I would like to bring in my co-host and the producer of this show, for which, if he wasn't here, this show wouldn't happen. And how are you today, Stephen?
Very good. Very good today, Roger. The other live venues we're on are SoFlo Radio and PSN Radio.
Very good. And for anybody who doesn't know, if you would like to submit questions that you would like answers to or comments that will have some staying power other than just being in a chat window, this is published on the LibertyBeacon.com, which is our flagship website, every single Thursday morning by 12 noon Central Time. And it is an article written to go along with the show. The show is embedded. Please go there if you wish to leave a comment or ask a question. Stephen and I will give it our personal attention. Okay. I would say now let's get down to business. And this is not something that I'm very eager to jump into, but it's a topic I've been talking about for over 10 years. The problem with that is when I started talking about this 10 years ago, and let me tell you what this is. I have been saying that via the mechanism of vaccination, yes, today we're going to be talking a lot about vaccines, or what is being called vaccines, but in fact has no reason to be called a vaccine, or vaccines. But when I started discussing vaccines as a mechanism of evil, or a mechanism of genocide, or a mechanism of population downgrade, yeah, meaning getting rid of a lot of us, 10 years ago, I was constantly being told by people that I was a nut. Yet today, I'm not being called a nut, and people are listening, and they are asking, why after 10 years are you still talking about this? My point here is this. When I started talking about it 10 years ago, nobody really had an interest, and people were calling me a nutcase. Today, when I talk about this subject, people listen, and I'm not being called a nutcase. What's the difference? The difference is you're living in it right now. It's all around you, and you can't escape it. So it's not a matter of, I think this is going to happen, or I'm sure this is going to happen, or in the next few years, this could happen. It's a matter of when you wake up every day, you're immersed in this. What if I got that wrong, Steve?
Absolutely nowhere. I'm sure I've told you on Barry's show quite a few times, but I said it myself on my own show. I heard about all of this stuff when I was a teenager, 40 plus years ago. But, you know, this New World Order was coming. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And they're going to do everything else. And it just wasn't my time back then. It didn't resonate with me. But 13 years ago, it became my time. So
that's right. And that's about the time when I started waking up to that. So let's jump into this. We've got some topics to discuss. They're not so much show talking points as in we're going to lead a discussion, myself and Steve, and there are some points that need to be made in this discussion. The first thing I need to tell everybody is why is Roger so adamant against the so-called COVID vaccines? The reason why most people like myself, like Steve, and a lot of other people have done their homework, call them jabs or shots and not vaccines is because they never have qualified as a vaccine. When we were growing up, vaccines were a component or a mechanism or a pharmaceutical product that utilized a small portion of whatever you needed to be vaccinated against, that virus. And it was a controlled portion. It was injected into your body, and it allowed your body to form soldiers, which were called immunity. So that if your body was ever exposed to these invaders again in the future, those soldiers could be called up to actually defend the body. So your body wouldn't accept these viruses anymore, so you couldn't get that virus. And if your body couldn't get the virus, if it couldn't, if this immunity wouldn't allow it in, then your body couldn't store that virus. And if your body couldn't store that virus, then you could not transmit it to another individual. This was the function and the mission of vaccines since the day vaccines were brought out of the conceptual closet and into reality. And vaccines, believe it or not, have been around for over 150 years. We won't go into the original vaccines because that's a little barbaric and that goes way back to some things that aren't so much fun to talk about either. But we might do another show which covers that. But let me tell you that right now, why don't COVID-19 vaccines qualify as vaccines? Why, by calling them a vaccine, are we in fact making a mistake? Again, a vaccine keeps you from getting a virus, thus your body can't store a virus, thus you can't transmit a virus. We already know that the WHO, the CDC, and the FDA have admitted that once you've had the COVID vaccine shots, or the COVID shots, or the COVID jabs, you can still get the virus. Your body can still store the virus, and you can still transmit the virus, yet you're going to get a vaccine pass, and you can go anywhere and everywhere because you have had a shot. And the person who is not vaccinated, and believe it or not, is in much less danger to those around them than the vaccinated are, they can't go anywhere. If this makes sense to anybody out there, let me start this all off by saying something I usually don't apologize for, and I won't this time. You're a moron. If you're going to tell me that by you giving me a vaccine that may make me feel a little bit better, but it won't keep me from transmitting something I'm going to get anyway, then don't tell me I've taken a vaccine because you're lying to me. But this is the world we live in today. And what really gets to me is that you not only take one, you take two, you take a booster. Now you got to take another booster. And pretty soon you're going to have a booster every 6 months going forward. This thing has no more knockdown power than the flu. How many times have you taken 6, 7, 8 flu shots in a year? How many times? I dare anybody to tell me you've ever done that because you don't. So what's different here? There's a whole lot different here. I started out a very long time ago by telling people that COVID vaccines, and again, they're not vaccines, but I call them that because people understand what I'm talking about when I say that. COVID vaccines were never intended to keep you from getting something. We've already proved that. The WHO's already admitted that. CDC's already admitted that. So what we're talking about here is something that was never intended to prevent you from getting something they knew it couldn't. So what was it for? It was to give you something. Steve, where have I got that wrong?
Where did you get that wrong? Well, don't believe you have. I wanted to add,
please.
For 6,000 years of science and medicine, you know, mm-hmm. the doctors of all ages, whenever somebody got the flu, they would tell us, well, we can't do anything for you. You just have to go home and let it work its way out. But mysteriously, this brand new bat virus, for lack of a better term, bat scamdemic, you need three vaccines or four vaccines or however many they feel you need.
Yes. Okay. Again, let's take this just one step further. I just got done telling you that it can't keep your body from storing it. You're going to get it, whether you've been vaccinated or not. Can't keep your body from storing it. It can't, which means that it can't literally keep you from transmitting it. But let me ask you another question. When's the last time you did any research on who is in the most trouble in hospitals today? When hospitals are being flooded by quote-unquote COVID victims, what you're going to find out that today that means the fully vaccinated or those who have had at least a minimum of two shots. Look at what's happening in Israel. Look at what's happening in parts of Scandinavia. Look at what's happening in parts of the United States. The people that are overflooding the hospitals, and in a lot of cases that's a lie, but in some cases it's true, turn out that a vast majority of them are fully vaccinated. How does that make sense to anybody if I've been vaccinated three or four times, yet the majority of people in this hospital was quote unquote COVID vaccine or excuse me, COVID symptoms are fully vaccinated? Does that make any sense to you, Stephen?
No, it's the Orwellian doublespeak is what it is, basically.
Oh, yeah. All right, so I'm also going to tell you something else that people need to listen to because Roger doesn't make empty statements. And again, tomorrow you will find this on thelibertybeacon.com, this show embedded in an article with links taking you to where I found the information. Some of this information I've known for 10, 12 years. But the more blatant accusations I'm making at this point, I will always give you links. And if Stephen puts something out, Stephen also has those links. I send them to him. But let me tell you something else. If you stop to consider, and this is not the lies you're being told to, because Veyers has scrubbed thousands of adverse events and deaths out of their records. The Veyers is supposed to be where you go to report vaccine injuries. Yet a lot of these have literally been scrubbed out of Veyers. Why? Why? Okay, so I'm going to tell you that at this point in time, if you take the true number of actual deaths and actual lifetime maladies caused by these vaccines, quote unquote vaccines, air quotes, if you take the total amount of death and destruction caused by the COVID jabs, what you find out is that they have caused more death and more harm in 2 years than every other vaccine used on humanity combined in the last 2 to 3 decades. Whoa, hold on a second. In 1970, the H1N1 vaccine caused 32 deaths, and it was pulled off the market as being too dangerous for humanity. I just got done telling you that the COVID vaccines are responsible for more death and destruction than every single vaccine injury ever in recorded history over the last 2 to 3 decades combined. Yeah, you damn right well better take it. Hey, Steve, where does that make sense?
Where does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, well, it doesn't in my mind anyways. People that are, at least my unvaccinated mind, it doesn't make any sense.
your unvaccinated mind, I'm going to tell you right now, when I tell you that there are more injuries, there is more death associated with this, we're going to go over a few of those components, and we're going to make them available to you. Again, there will be links so that you can literally dig this up and take a look at it yourself or do any research. The only thing is, don't do it on places like Facebook. Don't do it on places like Twitter. The Liberty Beacon Project is proud of the fact that we have TLB Talk up and running. That is a social media platform where you can form a group and actually talk about these kind of things without worrying about it being shut down. Like... The Liberty Beacon Project has been on Twitter for 6 years. 2 days ago, they decided that we had too much disinformation, except that we had links to prove everything we said, but they shut us down for disinformation. In other words, after 6 years of putting a dozen plus articles on Twitter every single day, we can no longer put anything there. We're shut down. So telling the truth isn't always as good as everybody wants you to believe it is. All right. So I just got done telling you this is the most destructive pharmaceutical product ever. Let's take one instance. Reports like this are becoming way too common. A previously healthy 36-year-old mother who died 11 days after receiving the Pfizer COVID-19 shot. Her death was deemed to be caused by myocarditis due to the shot. Myocarditis means it screwed your heart up big time. And this is a woman who didn't have heart problems. She didn't. She wasn't sick. And she wasn't sickly. But 11 days after taking that jab, she dies of myocarditis. And the coroner and the doctor pronounced that it had been as a result of the COVID-19 shot. This is not a one-off. I tell you this because this is happening far too often. How many of you have been watching, I don't know, a soccer game or a football game or something like that, and all of a sudden you see, and it's happening all the time, one of the athletes just drop. And I mean drop like a rock. Boom! And he is either about to die or he is dead. And what did he die from? He died from heart issues, most likely myocarditis or something along that line. Every single one of these has been recently vaccinated. But you better take that, right, Steve? I mean, you better take it.
Yes. I wanted to say something, Roger. You know,
That's why you're here.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple superpowers, you know. I read and I think for myself. Those are my two superpowers. But you know, I was just thinking that everybody and their brother or their uncle, whoever wants to say that, says that why do these people think we're stupid? Well, they don't actually think we're stupid. They just don't care what we think. They know we're not stupid. They know we're not stupid. That's why they're doing all these tyrannical things.
I would tend to agree with you, but I think that the mechanism they use is something a little bit different, and it doesn't so much rely on stupidity. And that's called programmed ignorance, whereby they keep you ignorant of vital facts on a specific issue by making so many other issues under your nose paramount that you don't refocus on this issue. How many people out there right now are talking about vaccine-related deaths or damage, COVID-19 vaccine? There's not a whole lot. A show like this right now isn't all that common. Why? Because of baby formula. Why? Because of Ukraine. Why? Because of the southern border. Why? And I could go on. This is called programmed ignorance. I'm going to program you with what's happening behind door number one, door number two, or door number three, so that you don't even bother looking at door number four. Right now, the world is going to hell in a handbasket right around all of us. So the last thing most people are thinking of, which is why we're here today beating this drum, Stephen and I, The last thing most people are thinking about is the massive amount of people. No, I'm not joking. The massive amount of people that are being crippled for life or dying across the planet due to the COVID-19 jabs. Not a joke. That's the reason for this show. Have I got that right, Stephen?
Yes, it is. I've heard Alex Jones say, well, when I did listen to him, I haven't listened to him in about 7 or 8 years, but I have heard him say, yes, yes, I know. I repeat myself a lot. Almost every day, he says. But I repeat myself, not for the people that have been listening for years, but for those people that may just be tuning in. It might resonate with them. And that's why we have to keep repeating ourselves over and over and over.
And it's not so much repeating yourself as in putting the information out in context to what's happening around you today. But that's a very good point. And no, I haven't watched him in years either. Anyway, the next point I'd like to jump into is emergency calls for cardiac arrest and acute coronary syndrome increased. Listen to me, people. I'm going to tell you that if you have an increase of 2 to 3%, okay, of cardiac arrest and acute coronary syndrome, if you have an increase of incidences by 2 to 3%, you have a year where something is seriously wrong. Listen to me now. Emergency calls for cardiac arrest and acute coronary syndrome increased by more than 25% among 16 to 39 year olds. No. I'm not talking about old people or really young people. I'm talking about relatively young to not even old. And in some cases, most of this applies all the way up to the year 59. So it's 16 to 59. These are working age individuals. Okay? This information was taken from January to May in 2021. And it was compared to the same time in 2019 and 2020. What was the major difference between those three sample periods? Gee, would it be the initiation of COVID jabs? Yes, it would. Because as a matter of fact, if you consider that every year prior to that, there was never more than a 1 to 1.5% change. And in 1 year after the widespread release of the jabs, you have an increase of cardiac arrest and coronary syndromes of 25% amongst the healthiest part of the population between 16 and 59. Where have I got that wrong, Steve?
Come on, Roger. You know 5-year-olds have strokes, too.
Well, they do now.
Yes.
And you can see it on the side of buses in Canada.
That's right.
But how many 5-year-olds were having strokes before the jab came out and the 5-year-olds became eligible for the jabs? I can tell you that the incidence of a 5-year-old having myocarditis or a coronary stroke was 1 in a gazillion. Today, it's way lower than that. I'm going to tell you, and you've all, well, not all, but many of you will have heard this, so don't roll your eyes in the back of your head, because as Steve said, the people who haven't heard what I'm about to say, this is valuable. What do I think about you giving your 5-year-old a shot, a COVID-19 shot? What does Roger think about that, knowing full well that their chances of dying from COVID is 0.002%. In other words, it just doesn't exist. That's a fact. That's a scientific fact. 0.002%. So, your school tells you that in order to get your child into kindergarten, that child has disproved that they've had a COVID-19 vaccine. So you're a good little doobie. And you take your child in to see your doctor, and you sit down in the waiting room, and the doctor comes out and says, can I help you? And you say, yes, yes, you can. I need to get a shot for my child. And the doctor waves you in, and you go in, you sit down on the chair inside his or her office, and your child's sitting on your lap, and what type of shot does your child need? My child needs a COVID-19 shot. At which point, the doctor walks over to his or her desk, opens the drawer up, pulls out a six-shot revolver with one bullet in the chamber, spins the chamber, walks back over to you, hands you the six-shot, and says, point this at your child's head and pull the trigger. Now, the odds of your child dying or being seriously maimed are a whole lot higher than 1 in 6. But I dare anybody who knows the science to tell me that the principle isn't exactly the same. Anybody who takes their child in today to get a COVID-19 shot, the second shot, and then a booster, especially a child that young with a prime, I mean primo, system to fight viruses, you know, any parent who takes their child in for that, in my eyes, and I'm very harsh about this because I know the facts, they ought to have their child taken away. The chances of your child dying from a car accident, from riding in your car with you, are a hell of a lot higher than your child dying from COVID-19. So, now that Roger's told you that, will you never put your child in your car again? I want to bet there's not a single person listening to this who has a child that is never going to put their child in their car again. But how many of you are going to have your 5-year-old vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine? How does this make any sense to any of you? But it's the programmed ignorance that got you convinced that it is safe and effective, and that's coming up in this discussion as well. Anything to add at this point, Steve?
Yeah, I am totally surprised. Well, I have seen the UK and other European countries use the rhetorical devices of children. You know, this is what you're doing is paramount to child abuse over in Europe and England and Scotland and that. As you know, child abuse means something different over there than what it means here. Child abuse over there means molestation.
Having spent over 20 years there, I do understand, yes.
Well, a lot of the times they will use the rhetorical device of drawing a straw man attack against you. Like, if you don't do this, this is just like you abusing your child. And both of us can't predict soon that they will be doing this all over the world.
I would tend to agree with you. I would. I'm not going to go into further depth on this until after we come back from the break, but I need to take us into the break with this. Okay. What we are looking at again is a vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, that is being forced on a population globally for something that doesn't have any more knockdown power than the yearly flu, if it exists at all. Remember, the PCR test was never intended to do this. The PCR test is faulty beyond belief, and they locked down a vast majority of the entire globe on a test that was so faulty, a vast majority of those they said were infected with COVID-19 probably never were. What that test detected was the fact that at some point in your life, you had the flu. You had a coronavirus. That's what it detected. So all of this was based on a lie. And now you are being forced to give your children the most dangerous pharmaceutical on the entire planet based on the fact that they use a faulty test to lie to you about a virus that, if it exists at all, has no more knockdown power than the yearly flu.
Can I add something else, Roger?
Oh, absolutely, but I'm not joking about any of that.
I know you're not, because the PCR test can pick up whatever they feel.
Want it to
look like. Anyone that has ever put anything into their body, in their mouth, whatever, even in their sexual organs, if they've had sex with somebody, part of that other person's DNA is inside of your body. You put a pencil in your mouth or in your nose. Pencil lead is in your body. Just go anywhere with that. Anywhere with that. Any certain device or anything you've ever put on your skin or in your body is still in your body.
But with the PCR test, it was pretty much designed for in the coronavirus direction. What most people aren't being told is that any time you ever had a cold or a flu, you'll come up positive on a PCR test for having COVID-19.
Correct.
Okay, we going to break?
Yes, we are.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll be right back in 1 minute, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. And for anybody who is interested, please go to tlbtalk.com. Again, why we built that? We've got a bunch of other websites. Why did we put that one together? Because we see people being shut up all over the place. People who know what they're saying, people who have done the research, and people that need to be able to tell you things. But it's not always about teaching. If you know something, you teach. But if you don't know something, you need a place where you can go and learn. TLB Talk, if you join it, you don't have to join it so that you can talk and chat with people about what's going on next door and how the new dog looks in the whole nine yards. If you wish, go in there and start a group and bring your friends into a group where they can actually have discussions that are germane to what's going on around them today. If you use it for nothing other than that, it will be a big success for you, and it will be something you can depend on. All right. When we left, we were talking about the total ineffectiveness and the dangers of these shots. We were talking about the dangers of them to adults, people of working age between the ages of 16 and 59. And we were also talking about the dangers to young children, which I was very graphic about. Let's take that one step further, okay? Let's go to unborn children. How many of you out there know that Pfizer deliberately excluded pregnant women from the COVID-19 shot trials? There was no test done. There was no research done on pregnant women. There have been for every other vaccine you can imagine, but there was never one done on pregnant women. Now, the recommendation that the shots are safe and effective for pregnant women, listen to me, this is a fact, was based on a 42 days, that's it, 42 day study involving 44 rats. This is a serious rise in, I don't know, stupidity, a serious rise in criminality, a serious rise in, listen to me, there has been a serious rise in miscarriage and spontaneous abortion after vaccination since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. There is something called a DOD health database. And that is where the Department of Defense puts all of their adverse reactions to vaccinations. There are a couple of whistleblowers who stepped up to tell the world that the amount of miscarriages and the amount of stillbirths and the amount of spontaneous abortions went through the roof after they started receiving this, now, the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, stop and think about what I'm telling you. If this has that type of an effect on a woman who's pregnant, especially 20 weeks in, if this has this type of an effect on pregnant women, why wouldn't you, one, have run actual tests like you do on every other vaccine, including pregnant women? And two, if you knew this information, which apparently even from the rats, 44 days with some rats, and they're telling pregnant women it's safe and effective. If you knew this to be of danger to pregnant women, why are you telling these women that this is safe and effective? Why, if you know the numbers coming out of the DOD database, why, if you know the numbers that are being deleted from theirs, deleted, scratched out, made to go away so people can't see them anymore, why would you be taking this stuff away? Why would you be asking the FDA and the FDA asking the government if they could hide this information for 75 years? So they knew this. They knew this and they lied about it. And they, to this day, women are still being basically told that these vaccines, pregnant women, are both safe and effective. Now, Stephen, as bad as it was with the five-year-old sitting on your lap, having to go to kindergarten, don't you think it's a whole lot more evil if you're doing this to pregnant women and you know the truth and you are hiding it?
Yes, it is. But how many doctors and nurses are learning what the truth is?
Not enough. And that's a very good point. Really is.
And how many of them are going to still just continue to do their job even after they learn what the truth is?
Yep. Absolutely. And what, hold on. What is the name of today's show? Destroying Trust in Medicine. Gee, do you think that could be part of the reason why Roger picked this for the name for the show, Steve?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So we just got done telling you that they never did the proper vaccine studies on pregnant women. Because believe me, if you're going to approve a vaccine like this, it takes anywhere from 8 to 10 years to get a vaccine like this approved. These were approved in 6 months. So no, they didn't run these tests. They did not run any of the research they needed except for 42 days or 44 days on, 42 days using 44 rats. Are you freaking kidding me? Let's take it to the next step. Research conducted by the New York State Department of Health found that these shots' effectiveness declined rapidly among children 5 to 11 years old, falling from a top of, which doesn't impress me at all, a high of 68% effective, which they seem to think is good. I think that sucks, to under 12% rapidly. So my question here is, if I'm going to give you something that's really not working all that great to start with, and in a matter of a week or two, its effectiveness is going to drop off to almost nothing, but yet it's the most dangerous pharmaceutical product ever used in the history of humanity, why are we risking the health and death with a dangerous shot that is all but ineffective? I don't know, Steve, maybe I'm missing something. Am I?
No, no, you're not. I just went over to TLB Talk and created a profile there.
Thank you, Steve. All right, let's go to the next step here, okay? Deaths among 25 to 54-year-olds are double what they would normally be. Listen to me. Again, 25 to 54-year-olds. Before we said 16, now we're saying 25. These are actually people in the prime of their working age. 25 years old, you've usually come out of college. Now you've got a job. 54 years old, you don't retire till you're for about another 8 or 10 years. So 25 to 54, these are the most productive people in any society. I'm going to read this again. Deaths among those 25 to 54 years old are double what they would normally be. And this was measured again in the third quarter of 2021. When did this spike happen? After the rollout of the COVID-19 quote unquote vaccines. The latest period for which this data is available is, of course, the third quarter of 2021. And they aren't primarily due to COVID, for this group is not particularly vulnerable to COVID. It is the elderly or those with at least two or three comorbidities that would put them at risk of even getting the flu or a cold. So what we're talking about is the healthiest segment of the society, the one least susceptible to any COVID infection. The amount of people dying has doubled since the introduction of the COVID vaccine. But that's just a winky dig, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is. Nothing to see. Nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to get through a big chunk of this conversation because I want to just hold an open conversation with Steve about what we've talked about today. So I would tell you right now that considering the adverse effects and the lack of effectiveness, doctors and administrators, this is who we're talking about, many of them have called for an immediate withdrawal of the shots. What happens to a doctor that tells their patient, you will not get this as long as you're my patient because I know what this is going to do to you? I'm going to tell you, that doctor or that administrator who runs that facility stands a real good chance of losing their license or losing their business. Why? Because they told you the truth. Now, in any case, they could, even if they took it to court, it would probably be shut down. What we're talking about here is we are at a point in history where the truth no longer matters, where it is those in power who impose upon us a set of standards by which they make rules. And those rules will be adhered to whether they are to your detriment or not, or you will not live comfortably within the society or the societal norms they set down for you. Gee, does that sound like, I don't know, communism? Does that sound like Marxism? I've got to tell you something. Right now, the United States is being ruled, not governed. It is being ruled by progressives. I'm not telling you that all conservatives out there are good people. There's a whole lot of rhinos that are really bad people, and I could give you a long list of them. But right now, this country is being ruled by the blues. And the blues right now are the most in step with, guess what? Global governance.
You got the wrong color there. We're being ruled by the reds.
No, I'm talking about blues as in Democrats.
I know you were, but they're not blue anymore. They're red.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're red as in traitors. Yeah, to society. But the point here is, I was speaking strictly on the colors people are used to as far as, you know, Democrats are blue and the conservatives or the Republicans are red. And that's what you see when they show, you know, the elephant and the donkey, or in this case, the jackass. But what we are looking at right now is Joe Bob, who is giving up our freedom, Joe Bob, who is allowing anybody, whether they're legal or not, across the border, including terrorists. And I actually did a piece on that on my last show. There are known terrorists being let into this country across that border. And I could go on and on. The treason being committed against America right now is absolutely insane. But we have a blue Congress, we have a blue Senate, and we have a blue White House. Or as Steve would say, you know, in reality, red as in treasonous. But if you stop to consider what I'm talking about, the mechanism to thin down the herd is already in place. And they are doing everything they can to stop that. So let's go on to another point I would like to make so that we can get through this. Pfizer and the FDA knew these vaccines were not safe and effective, but yet you have been told that over and over and over again by our government, by pharmaceutical reps, by doctors, by nurses, by healthcare people. You have been told over and over again, don't listen to people like Roger and Steve. These vaccines are safe and effective. Except that Pfizer and the FDA knew that wasn't the truth. An investigative author, Naomi Wolf, who does some great investigative work, said this: "It looks to me, this is not an overstatement from what I've seen, that this was a clinical trial that in August of 2021, Pfizer and the FDA knew had failed. They knew for a fact that the vaccine trial had failed. The vaccines were not safe and they were not effective, and both the FDA and the manufacturers were aware of this. They weren't working. The efficacy was waning way too fast, and that they were seriously dangerous, and they rolled them out anyway."
Say, Roger?
Yeah.
You probably don't get a lot of time to read, do you?
Why?
Well, I've been reading books on my show for about the last 2 years almost, at least a year and a half. I'm into the current book. I'm into The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. Very good. All right. That's the whole show I plan on doing. You and I are going to do going forward. We're going to do a Fauci show.
Right.
Yes. All right. I'm going to have two more points here, and then hopefully we'll have a few minutes to have an open discussion, you and I, Steve. I want to go to monkeypox. Here we go again.
Monkeypox. Yeah. Come on. It's real.
Listen to me. There is supposed quote unquote proof out, a published study from Wuhan, the Wuhan biolab that was the center of the controversy surrounding gain of function research on coronaviruses, appears to have been carrying out, and there's actually a published study from them, appears to have been carrying out the same kind of gain of function research on monkeypox.
Out of Wuhan? Really?
To make it even more lethal on humans. According to a report citing the peer-reviewed journal Virologia Sinica, which published the lab's findings in February. And the link to that will be in the article tomorrow. Not joking. So the same people that are supposed to be responsible for weaponizing COVID also at the same time weaponizing monkeypox, and actually published a report that was published by a peer-reviewed publisher. And I have a link to that. You can actually read the report. One more point on that. Okay, that's one way of seeing it. That's one piece of whether it's programmed ignorance or whether it's the truth, we'll have to find out going forward. But here's another side of the same coin. Another possibility is that monkeypox is a monumental cover-up of the devastating damage done to the immune system of people who have had COVID-19 vaccines. Why is Roger saying that? Because there is a doctor about 2.5 months ago in Italy, a world-renowned Pulitzer Prize-winning doctor who stepped up to say, if you've had 3 COVID shots, you need to go see your doctor. You probably have AIDS or VAIDS, because by then those shots will have totally slaughtered your immune system and it isn't coming back. So let me read this point again. And that, by the way, there are several other doctors in the United States and the UK since this first doctor came out who have backed up that claim about getting VAIDS after multiple COVID-19 shots. Here's the point I made again. Another possibility is that monkeypox is a monumental cover-up of the devastating damage done to the immune systems of people who have had COVID-19 vaccines. Damage so severe that it can be likened to acquired immunodeficiency. So is it monkeypox or is it VAIDS, which is AIDS with a V because it's vaccine induced? Why do I say that? Because if you take a look, and one of the links you will get in the article tomorrow shows you a person with monkeypox, the real monkeypox, and a person with a COVID-19 skin breakout. And if you take a look at the two of them, this is a person whose immune system has been totally compromised by the vaccines. If you take a look at the two of them, they are almost identical. Go ahead.
Isn't the monkeypox actually just the shingles?
Isn't COVID-19 just a coronavirus or the flu?
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay. But what we're saying here in the first part was that it was weaponized, gain of function. It was made more damaging. What we're saying in the second comment that I dug up is that it doesn't exist at all in the fashion they're saying, but the symptoms of those who have the immunodeficiency caused by the first shot, the second shot, and the first booster or whatever, it mimics what you would see with somebody who has monkeypox. So what they're saying is that they are using monkeypox to hide the massive damage being done to the immune systems of people all over the planet who have had two or actually three or more shots. So again, this is going to require Roger to do a little bit more research. But right now, what we are seeing is that neither one of them is very good. If it is weaponized monkeypox, if it is gain of function has made it much more deadly to humans, which is a possibility, or that's bad enough, or if it is a mechanism because the symptoms of the two, the monkeypox and the immunodeficiency exploding in the body of these people, look so much alike, they're using monkeypox as a cover-up for as long as they can run with that. What we're trying to tell you right now is nothing good is happening. Your doctors are telling you you need to get this vaccine. What they're doing to you should, that's why they should lose their job. They are putting your life and your family's life at danger by telling you you need to take these. The nurses, the same thing. The hospital administrators, the same thing. The Faucis of the world, the same thing. The Bidens of the world, the same thing. Those who run the WHO, the same thing. Would you like me to go on? This is not a small conspiracy. This has been planned for over a decade. And the monkeypox being introduced this month was already planned a year and a half ago. You'll find that link in the article tomorrow. They ran a full scenario, and it was supposed to be introduced to the public in May of 2022. What happened this month? This is like event 201 just before COVID came out. What we are looking at, people, is a scenario that has been pre-planned for well over a decade to take total control of the global population, global governance, the Great Reset, and make sure that a vast majority of humanity gets the hell out of their way, because it's much easier to control 500 million people than it is to control 8 billion people. Now, that's where I'm going to leave this right now. Anybody who thinks I just made an overstatement, you're a moron. You really need to do a hell of a lot more studying. This world right now is in the most dire situation it has ever been in since the existence of mankind. If you can't wake up to that, you're going to die to it. Okay, Steve.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm going to breathe.
You're going to breathe?
Yeah. Put something in there, Steve. I know you got something to say.
You know, I've just have to go back to what I've been saying for 13 years now. I believe that they are pushing us to a physical revolt. That's the only scenario that they can win. They will have the vast majority of the, well, what's called the normie. They'll have the vast majority of the normies' support if there is a physical revolt.
I would tell you right now that when you start to see, and this will happen over the next 3 to 5 years, and I've said that before, over the next 3 to 5 years, you're going to see more, and you've already seen twice as many people between the ages of, like I said, 25 and 59 dying over the last year than usually do. Over the next 3 to 5 years, you are going to see that number skyrocket. You are going to see a massive die-off of humanity. And there is literally nothing that can be done about a vast majority of that. Most people won't listen until it's too late. Most people won't take any action, even if there was one available, and there may just be, before it's too late. You will see, and this is a prediction of mine, 5 years from now, the population of this planet will be down anywhere from 30 to 50%. I'm not joking. And within 10 years, oh, if they keep, they've already bought hundreds of millions of monkey virus shots. Biden's already purchased them. So next thing is, you're going to be mandated to take those. So what we're going to see is a 30 to 50% die off of humanity in the next 3 to 5 years. And within the next decade, 80 to 90%. Let's bring in the Georgia Guidestones. Time to wake up, people.
The time was a long, long time ago. Yes,
well,
long,
we can still do something about it, but it just won't be as much as we could have done 10 years ago when you and I, or 15 years ago when you and I first started talking about this.
Yep.
All is not lost at this point. It isn't. Okay, we can still save a big chunk of humanity, and we can still save some of our liberty and our freedom. But if you sit on your butt and say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about because you're too lazy to check out the article tomorrow or the links that are in that article, or you listen to me 10 minutes in and Steve, and you shut us off because you think we're nuts, then you're probably going to be one of those people, one of those statistics I just named.
Yep. Are we about done then, or?
I don't know. Does anybody think that you and I would do something like this because it's fun?
Yeah.
Does anybody think that we enjoy this even in the slightest?
Not in Shake and Wake, they don't know. Yeah. But I'm sure that there's a lot of normies out there that aren't going to get it until it's way too late.
All right, my friend, as far as I'm concerned, this is the point we can stop this all, and I will tell the entire audience that we will be back next week, and we will have more information for you. I'm not exactly sure. There's three different topics I can choose from at this point, and that's something that Steve and I will decide over the course of the week, but I can guarantee you one thing. It won't be boring, and it won't be bullcrap.
No, it certainly won't.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, thank you, Roger, and... thanks. Till next time, everyone.